Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the topic, less is more. And so less is more in the context of what you're putting out as far as content and, you know, how people are perceiving and consuming your brand and different ways that you should actually start thinking about how you're positioning and packaging yourself online. And this has, you know, this has everything to do with all the other elements in marketing that you are most likely working on. So it could be from, you know, creative assets all the way to video production. And so in talking about this, this actually came up this week because, you know, I have a couple people who are looking to, you know, better optimize their online presence and really figure out, you know, what is the best way to put themselves in the best light of who they are and what the brand is. And so my recommendation on this always is less is more. And so because, you know, the consumer experience is constantly changing and it's changing because of technology. And I think, you know, in this day and age, there's such an opportunity for people to really put themselves out there from a personal branding perspective. And the tools currently are free. I mean, so when you market or really put ad money behind different things, you know, you're spending the money in that respect. But from a perspective of like, are you really spending money on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, web? Yeah, you might be spending money on a URL, which is probably costing you about $10 a year, let's say. But for the most part, you can host content anywhere for free unless you're actually marketing it and promoting it. So just kind of going back a little bit about why I'm thinking less is more for 2020. I mean, I always thought it, but I'm thinking more so now than ever because there's such an unprecedented number of, you know, different avenues out there from a digital perspective. I think there's actually an oversaturation happening in the marketplace. And I think that really becoming strategic with where you're actually putting your messaging out and where you're trying to interact with consumers or your audience or, you know, anyone that you think is kind of like following who you are or what you do, what your brand is, what your project is, what your services are, what your company is. It just depends, you know, on the different spaces and places, you know, and I think every message is different on every platform. And so just because you have a Facebook message that looks good for Facebook and you know that maybe the majority of your audience is on Facebook doesn't always necessarily mean it's the best place to just slap it into Instagram. Instagram may see less conversions than Facebook. If you look at the statistics around Facebook, I mean, it's still overwhelmingly the number one channel for, you know, let's say the 55 plus category demographic. And maybe those are your consumers because those are the folks who have money and are spending money and depending if you want them to actually convert as a sale for you. But again, it just really goes back to understanding why your why, you know, and this goes for like, even if you're in film production, right? If you're a producer, if you're an actor, you know, even if you're like a camera guy or you're an audio person, it goes for anyone. You know, you really have to take a couple of steps back, look at all of the different platforms, you know, think about what you've done in the past, you know, and what seems to work and what doesn't work. Look at all of the social media profiles you're doing, you're engaging on, and think about where you're getting the most interaction. And with that, you can actually tap into your insights. You can tap into, and again, on any web platform, you have access to Google Analytics if you properly install that. And or Facebook has a very robust insights panel. You just like, and this is if you have a business page only, not on your personal page. So if you go on your Facebook business page or your business manager, if you're at that level and you have a business manager, you can access all of this information to see like, you know, where people are from, what, which one of your posts perform the best. Same thing with Instagram. And Twitter is also, you know, Twitter gives a very basic run through of your analytics, and they're actually taking away one or two analytics very shortly. So you have to really know where your content is performing best, right? And what do you want people to do once they see your content? And this all sounds overwhelming, right? But maybe your content does not belong on 5 social media channels. Maybe your content only belongs on 2 channels. And I think that everything, and currently it's still an experiment. You know, years ago, I had said about social media that it's experimental. And it's going to continuously be experimental because it changes every day. Technology changes every day. You know, cyber threats are a very real thing. So all of this stuff is going to keep changing just because it's just the nature. It's technology. And so it forces everyone into certain behaviors and certain ways of either posting their content, interacting. But all of these things have very much an important role in how you choose to use digital media. So again, we're talking about less is more and why you should really look at and assess, do your own audit of what you're actually doing on these profiles and social media profiles and platforms. But think about who you are, you know, and what is it that you want to talk about yourself? You want to talk about that you're an expert. Okay, great. Then we need to start seeing things that talk about the fact that you are an expert. You know, and this goes into the quality of your content. And so if you're on 10 platforms, sometimes this is what's actually been going on for a lot of people in the social media digital spaces, including major companies. Just because you have content does not mean you should just slap it on to all of the platforms and hope for the best. That's not strategy. That's actually gluttonous. You know, and that's a favorite word of mine because we do that. And a lot of people do that. A lot of companies do that. So it's really important to self-evaluate yourself, self-evaluate whatever it is that you are representing online, and really think about the different ways you can scale that back. Less is definitely more, and you get more of a conversion off of what you can actually manage and what you can optimize. So if you're in 10 different places with the same content, or maybe you have variations across 10 platforms, that's a mess. And I would recommend you scale back and reevaluate how you want to be perceived out in the marketplace, how you want your consumers to interact with you, and what you want your consumers to actually do. Do you want them to just know about you? Do you want them to know that you're a leader in your space? Do you want them to know that your product's the best? Do you want them to know that your film is the best? You know, these are all questions you have to ask in order to produce the content to put out online. And these are major choices that I think a lot of even executives are, you know, having a little bit of a difficult decision with as well. You know, real content as opposed to fabricated content. You know, this is like real news, fake news, real photos, stock photos, all of these things play a major role. So overall, if we're talking about less is more, it's really important to take a step back, look at what you have out there. And quite honestly, I'm a fan of pulling the plug on different things that are not working. So if you've had something up for a long time that is not working, remove it, because that means it's not working, and then rethink it and go get back out there and figure out, you know, where is the best place for my content. So to learn more about this and to really maybe connect a little bit more on how to do an audit of all of your digital presence or even your branding, you can connect with me. My email is margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, or topics you'd like to talk about, because we're going to talk a little bit about different elements into 2020. You know, I think that digital media has evolved. It is now back to media. And that's like the truth. It's media. It is not digital. Digital doesn't even deserve its own like word anymore, because it's just a way of it's a natural evolution of like how we're marketing, how we're living. It's a natural extension. So it's really media, and that goes back to traditional pieces of media and marketing. So, you know, we have to kind of move away from this overwhelming feeling of, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's a separation. Digital media is just this monster. Actually, it's really about the core and the quality of your marketing and the core and the quality of your assets and really, you know, your branding for who you are, what you are, how you want to be perceived, what you want your folks in the audience to perceive about you or your product or your service. And, you know, and remember the why. Your why is extremely important. Why are you online? Why are you marketing this? Why would your consumers care? You know, what kind of value are you bringing to anyone who's reading your content? And that's really what it's about. So again, you want to connect, I would appreciate any comment or feedback. And also, if you can, please go into Apple Podcasts and rate my podcast. And we will be connecting with other experts in the field inside of media, film, digital marketing and media marketing. You know, I'm like, is it called digital media marketing, or just media marketing? So we're going to have different people on throughout the next couple of months, just kind of talking through evolution and where we're going. And so again, connect with me, Margaret at margaretfontana.com. Thanks.